Hey, Don, what you thinking?
Oh, nothing.
That's an interesting idea.
What's an interesting idea?
Nothing. Did you know that the number zero was discovered by Hindu mathematicians around the 6th century?
What? That's crazy. Zero is just a number. It's not something you have to discover. It's just there. Well, actually, what I mean is it isn't there. That is, you know what I mean.
That was exactly the problem. Sure, people had the idea of a number that stands for nothing, but they were confused by it. For many centuries, the notion of number zero was disregarded as nonsense. The whole thing actually frightened people.
No kidding.
Nope. Why, Aristotle himself argued that the idea of zero should be outlawed, because when you try to divide other numbers by zero, you don't get anywhere. Zero times infinity is still zero.
I guess that is a bit creepy when you think about it.
Older cultures like the Babylonians used a marker of some sort to designate the space where no number goes, such as what comes between 6 and 9 in the number 609. The Greeks even used a round figure similar to the modern zero. But it wasn't until the Indian mathematicians got a hold of zero that people started thinking of it as a number that could be used as more than a placeholder for other numbers. It sounds weird, but that was a major step forward in mathematics.
And here I was, thinking of nothing. I had no idea I was so profound.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Charles Horowitz in physics. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.